Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay, man, it's that big coming out party of yours, coming out of Hollywood to do its stuff for you guys who are pouring the stuff into the Axis. And though Command Performance, presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department, is the biggest radio party in the world, it ain't formal, brother. Just come as you are in the fighting togs of Uncle Sam and all the United Nations. And now get ready for as big a shindig as we've ever had. For here comes the man who's tops with the AEF from Reykjavik to Rhodesia, from Point Barrow to Port Moresby, from Magnitogorsk to Mesopotamia, and from Baluchistan to Masulipatam. Yipe, I made it! Fellas, here's Bing Crosby.
Get the onion.
On a February morn, a tiny baby boy was born, Abraham. Abraham. When he growed up, this tiny babe, folks all called him Honest Abe, Abraham. Abraham. In 1860, he became our 16th president. And now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gem. That's why we celebrate this blessed February day. Abraham, Abraham.
When folks believed in slavery, who was it fought to set them free?
Abraham.
Oh, honest Abraham. When trouble came down from the shelf, his heart was bigger than himself.
Abraham.
Oh, honest Abraham.
The country's going to the dogs, they shouted loud and strong. Then from a cabin made out of logs, the right man come along.
And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day. Abraham, Abraham, Abraham.
USA's United Banks, one whose name was Nancy Hanks. Abraham,
oh, Abraham.
She gave this land the finest son. Whoever went to Washington, Abraham,
oh, Abraham. Someone told him General Grant was drinking every night. He answered,
well, who cares how much he drinks, as long as he can fight.
Right.
That's why we celebrate this blessed February day. Abraham. This is Command Performance, men, coming to you at your battle stations all over the world, where you're fighting to preserve the sentiments of the man whose birthday we celebrate this month. That this nation of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish on the face of the earth.
Abraham!
Thanks to the charioteers and the music maids and Phil for helping us open the joint. Thanks to Ken Carpenter for snapping the latch. Well, gang, a lot of you have written in to remind us that tonight, Command Performance has a birthday. Yes, sir, your international clam bake has staggered through a neat 52 weeks with nobody badly fractured. Old High Horn, Bob Hope, has dropped in with a load of eggs now and then, but ain't nobody going to knock eggs these days. Let's see. Now, let's sort of flip through the files around here a bit and see what's in the mailbox. At APO 862, Private Bob Hessler and a crew of New Yorkers make a wish upon a star who's coming out tonight. They've got to share her with Lou Abbott and Charlie Bassett at APO 40, and with Corporal Pat Paperman, who warns us not to neglect the gang, at 942. And Kodiak and Dutch Harbor, they want dibs, too. She's a fairly new star over Hollywood, but ever since that picture, My Sister Eileen, her course has been steady and bright. Embraceable You, sung by lovely Janet Blair.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart goes tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to mommy, do. My sweet embraceable. Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart goes tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. About you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty, naughty baby. Come to mommy, do. My sweet
thanks, Janet Blair. And if you fellas don't mind, we'd like to drop in next on your friends in the British Isles, because we have one of England's favorite sons here tonight. He's trooped every stage on the continent, but you guys in the AEF may know him best from those Lancashire lad stories that he did on the Alec Templeton program. Anyway, a lot of his fans over there where the heather grows have asked Command Performance to present the Lancashire lad telling one of his most famous stories, Albert and the Lion. And he'll be accompanied on the piano, he will, by his little wife, Madge, affectionately known as the Wee Anne. Here is the Lancashire lad, Pat O'Malley.
There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. Now, a grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean, the waves, they was fiddling and small, and there was no wrecks, and nobody drowned, in fact, nothing to laugh at all. So, seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they had lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. There was one great big lion called Wallace, and his nose was all covered with scars. And he lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now, Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. And to see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with the horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it. For giving it kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad
whole.
Then Pa, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, he said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Hey, I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. Now, the keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure it's your boy's eaten?" Pa said, "I'm sure. There's his cap." Well, the manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Yon lion's at Albert. And him in his Sunday clothes, too." Then Mother said, "Now, right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert. And after we've paid to come in." Well, the manager wanted no trouble, so he took out his purse right away, saying, "How much to settle the matter?" And Pa said, "What you usually pay." But Mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone. She said, "No, someone's got to be summoned." So that was decided upon. Then off they went to the police station in front of the magistrate chap, and they told him what happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cap. Then the magistrate gave his opinion.
But no one was really to blame. And he said that he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name.
At that, Mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What, waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions? Not me."
Thanks, Pat O'Malley and your wee Ann Madge. Yes, let's hope the Russian bear gives Schickelgruber the same treatment young Albert got with a couple of crashes. And now it's aloha to Tony Pizzino and Battery E in the islands. Greetings to Sarge Chazanoff and the mess hall bandits up in Maine. Regards from San Diego to Wishart and the mob at 629. And our best to a couple of pill pushers, Chaput and Palazzese, down there at San Juan. And to Yoakum at 869. For the Army Nurse Corps at 514, and for your sisters in North Africa. For Galenza and brethren several miles from nowhere, and all of you at 832. For the hundreds of you from a score of United Nations who have asked for Schubert's Ave Maria to be sung by Richard Crooks, here is that command fulfilled. Richard Crooks singing the Ave Maria.
Heaven to bring of heaven.
petition, every prayer. The hearts of foolish ones and wise must mount in thanks for grim despair. Ave Maria.
Thank you, Richard Crooks. Say, Dick, I don't know if I should bring this up right here. Might be embarrassing and all that, but it was in the mail.
Well, what's the matter? Was there anything wrong with the way I sang that song?
No, Ave Maria, I should say not.
Well, Bing, this is a command performance, and I sing what the AEF commands.
Naturally.
Maybe I don't do the things like Cow Boogie and Pigfoot Pete, but that's not down my alley.
I don't blame you. I'm sort of a small square myself, Dick, but what I'm trying to say is that a lot of guys overseas, they want you and me to sing a duet.
Uh-oh. Richard Crooks, sing a duet with Crosby, eh?
Well, say, I sung with Andy Devine. You think it's dangerous?
No. On the contrary, it's wonderful. It's a great honor. It's really a chance of a lifetime.
For you or for me?
I'm not sure. That has me puzzled.
You guys from the Met, bound to throw a little jive in. But seriously, Dick, what do you think of this duet idea, shall we?
I think it's a pretty good idea. What do you think we ought to sing?
Well, about the closest I can come to digging you would be something of Stephen Foster's.
Okay.
El Capitano.
Captain, lady, sing this song. Do-da, do-da. The captain racetracked 5 miles long. Oh, do-da, do-da.
I came down there with my hat caved in. Do-da, do-da. Going back home with a pocket full of tin. Oh, do-da, do-da.
Guantanamo night.
Right, I'm gwine to run all day.
hey.
I'll bet my money on the bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
Anybody hurt?
Oh, muley cow, come on to the track. Doo-da, doo-da. The bobtail fling her over his back. Oh, doo-da day.
Then they fly along like a railroad car. Doo-da, doo-da. Running a race with a shooting star. Oh, doo-da day.
Why to run all night?
Why to run all day? I'll bet my money on a bobtail night. Somebody bet on the bay.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard Crooks. Well, fellas, right here, Command Performance answers a flock of letters from Australia, Tasmania, and Greenland, from the Beeler boys who spent a few minutes over Wake Island last New Year's Eve, and says hello to middleweight Billy Seuss up there in Alaska. We're answering hundreds more along the lines of this note. It says, Dear Command Performance, please thank Betty Grable for the recent kiss she short-waved to us. Please send us a case of Vat 69. Betty Grable's kiss and a case of Vat 69. Spread it around. But especially, please have those solid-sending Merrimacks send us their version of that terrific tune, Brazil. Don't think we can't do it either, huh, Merrimacks?
Someday soon we kissed and clung together then. Tomorrow was another day, the morning for me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of, return I will to old Brazil.
Quanta mera murmurança! Donde c'è quella mia marca? E non ti tiene il suo splendor, Brasil, Brasil!
E la sua sveglia cristallina, donde la luna va a mirarse, donde c'è un mitico miserio. Brasil Lindor Moreno, es el Brasil brasilero, tierra de samba y canciones, Brasil, Brasil, a mí,
then,
tomorrow is another day, the morning for me miles away,
with still a million things to say.
Thank you, Mary Max. Well, gang, down there in the South Pacific, a lot of Marines who've had a close-up view of hell think the world of Martha O'Driscoll. And the name of one of these Marines is Captain Marshall Breedlove. For several months, letters addressed to Marshall have been coming back marked deceased, though as a matter of fact, he's still in their pitching. This little postal air is being ironed out, but Command Performance and Martha being his two favorites, we felt tonight he might like to hear direct from both. So here's Martha O'Driscoll of the movies with a note to Marshal Breedlove of the United States Marines.
Hello, Marshal. We received all your letters. The one about the Battle of the Harbor and The one about your brother and the other fellows we knew. And about the flies and the mosquitoes and the mud and malaria. And isn't it crazy? I mean my being thankful along with you that your gang finally got to a river so they could take a bath. It's a bitter business, all right. I can't talk about it with much sense. But we'll all remember along with you and keep on trying to live up to the great things you say about your pals down there. We'll mix up the bitterness with hard work and try to carry the cubs for each of you. Mother and Paul send their best. Betty Hutton and Lucia Carroll are doing fine. And Marshall, Bing Crosby's going to answer that request of yours to sing for Unit 945 and for all the armed forces in the South Pacific. For those who will hear and for those who will not. Here's Bing now singing Miss You.
I miss you. Since you went away, I miss you more than I can say, dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I do can make me forget that I still love you. I kiss you in my dreams. I kiss you, whispering, darling, how I miss you. Tell me, do you ever miss me as I miss you?
Well, men, that looks like Aloha on the steel guitar, men, but thanks for the letters. Best to each one of you in the old international so long from the USA. Good night.
Command Performance is produced for you men in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This broadcast has been a part of our English language shortwave service.